Again, back here on the Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show, Connor Harbutt with you, now speaking with the head coach of the Central Rebels, Coach Corey Schweiss. Coach, this was a grindhouse of a game tonight. Lots of plays on the ground tonight. You come through and win this one 31-28. Give me some thoughts on today's game and how you thought the boys performed.
Well, we were a lot better than we were last week. I know that. I think our guys were confident what we were doing. I didn't think we were discombobulated or confused or anything tonight, like for whatever reason we were last week. We simplified some things, obviously, and got. And I don't think we got back to what our identity needs to be. And I thought our kids played really well and something to build on for sure.
Tell me about that look that we saw pretty much, I think, maybe 85% of the snaps tonight. Two backs in the backfield. Field, just kind of power running, just one back following the other. Tell me about that look and how you kind of maybe came up with that game plan for tonight.
Well, I'll be honest, Coach Bridges came up with that over the weekend. I really liked it. I think he understood, we had to get an identity and that was a way to do it. And obviously, Karis needs to touch the ball more. And when August was in, the first few games, Karis didn't touch it enough. But August has to touch it too. So the best way for both those guys to touch it is to put them both back there. And that puts our best two athletes back there to carry the ball. And Brody Pig does a tremendous job too. But those two are, our best two runners. And to get both of those guys the touches they need, I think, it was probably a good solution to what we had been doing.
What does that say about the conditioning and the toughness of Black and Foster? Because tonight I had Black for 26 carries. I had Foster for 17, both over the century mark here tonight. They really had to work tonight for those yards.
Yeah, I mean, we'll try to take it easy on them next week a little bit. But the thing is, it's not just those guys. Those guys in the trenches are getting it every freaking snap.
Sure.
So you're talking 26 and 17 for them. That's what, 43 for our linemen up
sure.
front banging heads every snap, not to mention the other ones, and plus when they're on defense. So those guys up front, got to give a lot of credit to those guys. I thought they did an outstanding job tonight. We challenged them. Kudos to those guys. Everybody that knows football knows that it starts with the guys up front, and our guys up front. Potosi played well. They've got some really good players, and our guys went toe-to-toe with them. We played a lot with them this summer, and we knew, where we were going to have our hands full, and our guys answered the challenge, man. We challenged them, and they responded.
Defensively, it seems like this game was kind of played in the short field here today, and I'll get to the special teams in just a moment, but the defense, for having their kind of backs pushed up against the wall, oftentimes 65, maybe 50 yards to the end zone, to hold Potosi to 28 points, it's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I was proud. We got some turnovers, some couple big interceptions. We had, a couple recoveries on the onside kicks. So that helped us, obviously. And then we played complimentary football. So, because we were able to run the ball on offense and kind of control the clock, that obviously helps limit their possessions. So you limit possessions, obviously it helps you keep them off the scoreboard. So complimentary football is kind of what we have to do in order to be successful. And it's a little bit different than it's what been the last 10, 12 years. But we're no stranger to this. We've had to do this years ago, and I think we've got the guys to do it. And it ain't going to get any easier. Obviously, we got Valley coming up and Dexter and Farmington. And everybody knows they're, 14-1 with only lost to probably the best team in the entire state, coming into the night. And I'm sure all three of those teams won again tonight. So we're going to have our hands full, but all we can do is keep getting better.
Last question, special teams, huge tonight. I think from the very first play, Devin Graff puts a great onside kick on the field, then puts a picture perfect one exactly 10 yards to really kind of, I think, turn the corner at a crucial point to deny Potosi a possession. And I remember a team last year, your central team, had to go for two every time because that kicking game wasn't quite developed. How important is it to have a guy like Graff who can put those kicks together and really kind of give your game maybe another dimension?
Well, I'm so proud of Devin and Braden Patterson and Nick Fowler. Those three guys, we didn't kick last year. And some of that was because we had Jackson Jones, and we figured that we would probably get more two-pointers than maybe we would to kick. But I tell you, Braden Patterson and Nick Fowler and Devin Graff have put a lot of time into just those three out there on the field with the snaps and the holds and the kicks. And they've gotten – I mean, we're 100% on our kicks the last 4 weeks, and the field goal's huge tonight. Obviously, that's what we ended up winning by. So, very proud of the boys. I mean, our special teams was they were great tonight.